Hi, this is Tony Brigman, and this is Inflated Ego, Adios Amigo. Just after I graduated from high school, I let a musician friend of mine talk me into going on a blind date with a friend of his girlfriend. That's part of a double date. Turns out my blind date was from a wealthy blue blood family, and if you Google spoiled self-centered girl, you would see her picture. All right, I'm exaggerating about the Google part, but not about the spoiled self-centered part. The double date plan was to go see the movie Something Funny Happened on the Way to the Forum. I'd heard the movie was hilarious, and Hilarious and I go way back as good friends. As we sat down in the theater waiting to watch the previews, my date began this fascinating monologue about all of her impressive accomplishments in high school. She had the lead role in a high school musical and began to boast how all the cast were in tears as she sang the final song. And then she went on and on and on about her many other accomplishments until finally I'd had enough of her ego. When she paused to breathe, I quickly interjected, "You know, I have an uncle who has a pen that Prince Philip touched once." Suddenly, our budding romance chilled. I think what sealed the deal on our not being a good fit for each other was when in the middle of the movie, I almost fell into the empty seat in front of us laughing so hard at some of the funny scenes. Apparently, blue bloods don't think it's dignified to laugh so hard you almost fall into empty theater seats. My takeaway from this experience? Be humble, let your accomplishments speak for themselves, or share them modestly if someone asks. Because the moment people see an inflated ego, it's adios amigo, or in this case, amiga.